Rusella 1238, Archaeological Site. A convent was built on this spot in 1238 between the River Seine, now covered over, and several markets to be found in the area around St. Nicholas Church. The Franciscans were granted building permission by the political and religious authorities. It was an ideal location at that time for religious services. Built with locally sourced white sand lime brick, the structure consisted of living quarters for people in holy orders, a guest house, and an unadorned Gothic-style church. The convent suffered considerable hardship over the centuries. The building was partly demolished during the Calvinist Republic, 1579-1585. One century later, in 1695, it was severely damaged as a result of French troops bombarding the city centre. The convent was restored time and time again, and has displayed Baroque features ever since. The French revolutionaries occupied this part of the world in 1794. Numerous church buildings then became public property. This is precisely what happened to the Franciscan convent. 5 years later, the church was dismantled and the graves torn up. The stones were then sold off. What remains of the convent are the foundations of the church choir. This is where wealthy citizens had themselves buried in the hope of having a greater chance of achieving eternal life. One such person was Jean I, Duke of Brabant and Limburg, 1294. He is famous for being a poet and the man who won the Battle of Veringen. All that can be seen of his grave are the four masonry supports in the middle of the choir. A butter market appeared in 1813 on the site of the former convent. A well dug in the choir can still be seen today. Meanwhile, the newly independent Belgium of the 1830s was developing into an industrial power. The monumental commodity exchange that was built on the site of the butter market in 1871 was shaped like an antique temple. Léon Seuss, the architect who designed the exchange, which still exists, decided that the building should be established as part of the development of the boulevards built where the River Seine was covered over. The exchange became a financial institution in the 20th century. Subsequent to the reform of the international financial system, the building has lost its main purpose and has been put to new uses. Back in 1988, the Archaeological Society of Brussels undertook excavations, resulting in the discovery of part of the old convent and its church. The site became such a popular attraction that the city of Brussels decided it should be protected by a glass structure. Consequently, these vestiges of 13th century Brussels are still visible to visitors. If you are interested in finding out more about the history of Brussels, guided tours of the Bruxelles 1238 archaeological site are organized every first Wednesday of the month at 10:15 a.m. in English, 11:15 a.m. in French, and 2 p.m. in Dutch. Admission tickets are on sale at the Brussels City Museum, Grand Place. For further details, please visit www.museedelavilledebruxelles.be.